Hello and welcome to the Talking Step. I'm John.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Michael.
And here at the unofficial podcast of The Next Step, we are back because The Next Step is back with season 4.5.
Yeah, it's the continuation.
Kiss and Tell.
Kiss and Tell.
We are back. It's been a long 21. Summer.
I'm back.
You're back. Matt's back. Oh, right. Yeah, you were in the last episode. Is that crazy? No one said a thing.
Yeah, no one seemed to miss me.
Yeah.
You guys didn't.
Well, actually, to be honest, I did get a few comments. My mom called me and said that she liked the
Is the show tone better without me?
Yeah, she said it had a more friendly tone than last time. It wasn't bogged down.
And
by
the pacing was better.
Mumble nonsense. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Wait, your mom listens to the show?
Yeah, I ask her not to, but she's very, she likes to critique.
Well, what she said? Does she like me?
You know. All right. Matt, though, do you recall, I tasked you before. I said, we had reached 1,000 Instagram followers. How about 1,000 Swiss facts? So, you went off. You went up to your room.
Yeah,
I saw you. You had a big stack of paper.
I've been assembling Swiss facts.
Yeah.
For months now.
Yeah, for months.
I haven't seen you. You haven't talked. You haven't called.
Until I got a cease and desist letter.
Really?
From the Swiss government.
No way.
Yeah, they were saying most of my facts weren't actually factual.
I knew it, because that didn't make any sense. Like, half of them were just...
Like, some of them were factual, some of them weren't. So they sent me a letter. They said I couldn't do it. And I think the Swiss Guard showed up, which is weird, because I think they're the guys from the Vatican.
John.
Yeah.
John, also...
That doesn't sound accurate.
Is this coincidence? But the other day I saw some, like... You had, like, some letters. I saw you writing a letter in your room, and then I saw, like, a Swiss Guard outfit, like, stuffed in your closet.
Wait, did you get the Swiss Guard confused with actual Switzerland and then try to convince me not to have the Swiss facts?
I may have planned some ill-informed pranks, you know?
Uh-huh.
I don't tend to go for accuracy when I prank things, but that's, whatever. So you have nothing for us, is what you're saying. You have no Swiss facts.
That does explain why Switzerland was misspelt, like...
There's like five.
This is not about me.
No. It was Switzerland was misspelled, and sometimes it was just like Sweden instead of Switzerland.
Let's focus on the real issue here. You don't have any Swiss facts, all right? Well, we were gone all summer because
we were all busy.
Yeah,
for different reasons.
But good thing is we did all like Michael finally did watch all of the Lost and Found.
So we
can drop some references and stuff. Michael will be looking at us like bewildered. Being like, what? What do you mean? What do you?
I watched it before Matt did, didn't I?
No, Matt watched it like Matt. You know how long Matt took? Matt took a weekend. No, not even a weekend. It took him a day.
I went to work
one day and I came back. Matt was like, "Oh yeah, I watched all the Lost Men."
Well, I can't watch TV.
And you,
like
it
that.
Took you like four months.
It took me 1 month.
It was a while.
All I know is that show. I wanted to savor it because I really did enjoy it.
Like a fine cheese.
Yeah, like. I was lost, and then I found that show.
Thanks. Wow. You've been waiting for that one?
Yeah.
You can put it... I'll allow you to put in the applause sound effect for that one. All right, let's get right to it, okay? First episode, Kiss and Tell.
This is the episode right after.
Right after.
It ends with Riley and Alfie kissing, and Piper seeing it.
They were... Riley was hanging off that cliff, and we were waiting if they was going to fall.
So... This is gonna. When this episode opened, we were like expecting big things, big things,
big things,
right? Especially for Jiley. It opens with a really cool like previously on thing. Did you guys want to talk about that?
I love that. I like.
I always enjoy the previously ons on Next Step because they don't just go through everything. They have it kind of like there's a little bit like of their reaction to what happened last season. There's always a bit of dancing happening, intercut with all their like new outfits and stuff.
As is the show, you know. And it works. It works sort of like, they're thinking about their what happened previously on, and then it's sort of working with the situation. It's very informative. And it's not the cliche, previously on, and they just do the usual things. That's for in-between episodes. It's not for season finales and season premieres.
Yeah, I thought the opening of the show was pretty good. They had the typical dance thing after all of the character updates were finished.
They always got this dance thing.
They always got.
I don't know what it is with it. Yeah.
They open a season always with a big dance number.
Yeah.
And then they strike a pose.
Yeah. Strike a wicked pose. Sort of like the opening credits there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Piper is ticked in this episode.
Yeah, she is peeved.
I think she's more than just ticked. I think she's just legitimately really sad because we find out near the end of the episode that she's just been going into her room and crying.
Miserable. She was
That's really sad.
Yeah, later on in the episode,
this was a dark episode in a way that there was a lot of miserableness, it seems like. You know, everyone was kind of down.
No one was having a good time.
You know. Yeah, you know why? No, Noah.
What would you guys do if you caught your sibling making out with someone who wasn't there?
Whoa.
Or you caught your sibling's girlfriend making out with someone else?
Yeah.
That kind of thing?
Well, you know, I'm a very...
Would you cry? Or would you just be like, huh, that's weird?
You know, I feel like... I'm an older person than Piper is, so true. I feel like I'd be more like, you know... I'm not saying that her response isn't rational, because that's a pretty rational response to seeing that.
Would you have, like, walked in on it and called them out? Or would you have just...
I would
have
been more secretive with it, and then I would, you know, I'm family first, so I would inform who needs to be informed, you know?
I'd probably confront her first and be like, why are you doing this? What's going on?
Yeah.
Are you going to talk to my sibling, or do I...
Yeah. That's exactly what Piper does at the end of this episode.
At the end of the episode.
We'll get to that.
Because there's some things in the middle.
Yeah.
The one thing I was a little disappointed about in this episode was Alfie and Riley's relationship didn't really evolve past this kiss. Like, because beforehand...
You say you wanted the kiss to be the peak, the pinnacle, and it seems it's just another rock in the road.
Yeah, it just seems to be another bump in the road because their dynamic hasn't changed. They're still super awkward.
Yeah.
Riley's kind of avoiding. Alfie's still kind of pursuing. It's this weird thing that is the same before the kiss. I felt like this kiss was going to be a catalyst for some kind of new relationship, but it wasn't. It was just kind of the same.
That proves that it's an inorganic relationship, you know?
Does it prove it?
In an organic relationship, the first kiss is integral, you know? It's what you base the rest of the relationship on.
And that's why...
Yeah, but I think that's why Riley's guilt is hindering that.
If their kiss is insignificant, then it shows an insignificantness in their relationship, you know?
But that's also why Noah and Amanda were... Like, Noah's so careful about his first kiss. He wants it to be perfect.
It's gotta be special. That's why they have an important relationship. They're, you know...
One that matters.
It's more integral, you know? It's more, one that matters. Wow. You think Ralphie is some fly-by-night sort of...
I think we know what topic Michael wants to move on to. Yeah.
Okay, well, there was a little bit of Amanda and Noah. They were having a cutesy little...
Phone conversation
about how cute their noses
which
were.
Which brings us to our first Twitter poll. We would like to know who you think has the cuter nose. Amanda or Noah?
You can actually do real Twitter polls.
I know, we're going to do this.
Are we going to do it?
Well, you can do it. I'll put you in charge.
Well, we can do it right now.
Okay, well, okay, sure. Maybe we could get some live results. Who do you think has the cuter nose?
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now.
I'd be interested in pitching another Twitter poll, which is eavesdropping okay?
Okay, well, we're trying to talk about the show, and you're trying to talk about a more larger issue.
Okay, this is a show that's teaching children how to eavesdrop by using a prop to disguise the fact that they're eavesdropping.
You think kids need to be taught that if you turn your headphones off, you can listen to other people's conversations?
No, but I'm saying that we shouldn't be teaching them that.
I guarantee you not one kid is watching that thinking like, oh man, I never thought about that. Why don't I just pretend to listen to my headphones?
I don't think
they're just playing into what happens. It's life. People listening to other people's conversations.
Yeah, but I don't think it should be encouraged.
Well, I don't think they are encouraging it. It's like, if it's super private, if like Amanda was going out of her way and she was like hanging in on people in the bathroom or something and listening to what they're talking about, you know, people who want privacy, like, obviously Alfie, you know, he's running his mouth off. He's over there, he's talking about who he's kissing over here, you know,
he's super excited. With Henry.
She has nothing to blame.
With Henry, it sounds like it's an established habit for him.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Henry is a completely different issue from Amanda.
Don't eavesdrop like Henry. That is weird. Yeah. Don't do that.
I don't know. The Henry one, because he seemed to have more of a method on it, system to it, you know?
It's methodical.
Like, it's one thing to do it occasionally, you know, to be like, hey, I wonder what they're talking about on the bus. Another thing would be to, like, this is my plan. These are the steps I take. You know? Mm-hmm. Michael, did you get the poll going?
It's up, and there are no responses yet.
Well, it's been seconds, so... Okay, well, the poll is up. By the time you were listening to this, we'll already know the results.
You set your phone down on the table when you said that no one responded.
Yeah, you thought maybe someone might respond.
It's a 24-hour poll.
Okay.
And there's 23 hours and 59 minutes left on it.
Okay, well, when we're finished recording this, we'll get how many results.
Did the episode air last night, Friday night?
It did air last night. It was a long wait. I got the date wrong several times.
Yeah, Dave, John kept coming up to us.
Like, I was convinced it was coming back at some time in September. Turns out I was wrong. It was coming back in the UK at that time.
I'm sleeping in my room, 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. John bursts through the door. Michael. Right. There's new next step tomorrow.
Yeah,
we gotta watch it and record a talking step. And I was like, John, not feeling you right now, buddy. Yeah. You need to calm down.
It's we needed to record it, though. Like, that was important. Like, we had to record it at the top moment. I was wrong about the date.
And then you burst in an hour later, just as soon as I fell back asleep.
Yeah, I was a smidge wrong about that. But, you know, I sometimes go through the Instagrams and I just glance at stuff, you know? I don't really take the time. I have a lot of free time, okay? Okay, so we, so, Michael, what are your thoughts on Henry and his eavesdropping tendencies?
I think we can all admit we've done it once before.
Yes, but I'm saying but having a system.
I'm not proud of it.
Do you? It feels wrong when you do it.
Yeah. It's like
you shame yourself.
I shouldn't be hearing this. I mostly just do it on the bus with random people.
Yeah. How often is it something private though? Like if it's on the bus, they're loudly talking about it on the bus. So
yeah,
I have to put no effort into not hearing it. I have to not turn up my music.
I've only ever done it on the bus, so I guess that was a public conversation, anyways.
Yeah.
It's just. It's not my fault. The song was over, and they looked like they were having a lively conversation. Yeah. I wanted to hear what they were saying.
Most times, it's super boring.
I'm not talking about eavesdropping to people in public. I'm talking about eavesdropping with people that you know to try to learn something.
No, I've never done that.
Okay, yeah, that is a bit odd. Like, That's a little bit pushy.
I'm saying if Michael and Josh were talking about something downstairs, and I decided to lean over the stairway so I could listen in.
You don't even need to do that, I swear.
We talk pretty loud.
Yeah, no, you can hear them in the air vents. Because you know they brush their teeth together, right?
Yeah.
So when they're in there and they're talking, you can hear them through the air vents.
Well, you gotta save water that way. That's why we shower together. So you can save water.
Well, we're
only
frugal.
Only one shower instead of two. That's just
It's called being math. Frugal.
Yeah.
We are mad frug. Okay.
Except I think it's weird you wear a one piece in the shower. I just wear like swim trunks, but...
You know I was wrestling in high school. I already had the one piece. All right, next point.
So we talked about... Riley and Alfie, we talked about Amanda and Noah for a bit. Let's talk about Amy, Sloan, and LaTroy and the rest of the gals in the, what is it called? The
0% Club. 0% Club is at 0% energy because everyone is bummed out.
I thought you were going somewhere with that.
I'm just doing it as an intro. It's a little bumper. Then someone says another point.
Yes, they were for sure sad.
Yep. Okay, that's when you're like, you know... Oh, yeah, so Amy was, you know, she was there and she was talking about how cute LaTroy is. We could do that poll later, how cute is LaTroy, but, you know, that's subjective.
Or we could do a poll.
And clearly they're tired of hearing
it. We could do a poll of who should be with LaTroy, Sloan, or who should LaTroy be with.
Yeah.
Because ultimately it's LaTroy's decision, not the girls, right?
Right.
But the drama is that they both kind of have it in for LaTroy.
Well, I think you're thinking of a past issue. I think it's already been solved.
Has it?
Yeah.
It's I thought like Amy LaTroy, and LaTroy were going...
Yeah, but Sloan and LaTroy, like, that's done. You
are
know?
They just
like,
friends? Though?
Yeah, they're just friends. That's what LaTroy said. So
okay.
I think you're going off past information here, Mr. No Shell. But...
Should be No Shell.
But what I'm... Okay, so... She's talking to Cassie. Cassie's all, you know, she doesn't care. She's hurt it all. And then Piper's also there, but she's lost in thought because you know what's happening.
Yeah.
And then Sloan shows up and the awkwardness begins. Or continues.
But they make up fairly quickly when they're cleaning the mirrors.
Yeah. Well, then there's this catalyst. What happens, you know, a rally shows up. And everyone just abandons responsibility and books out of there. Well, Piper just says, I ain't gonna be here if Riley's here because I'm mad at her. So she bounces out of there.
It's rash.
Have you ever had a situation where you were talking about someone and then that person showed up?
All the time. You know? Like, all the time. And about people in this room.
Yeah. I feel like the chances of that are much higher because we all live together.
Well, yeah, you know.
Which is why we should, you know, not make fun of each other when we're out of the room, right?
Oh, no, I encourage it.
Well, no, I just feel like, out of all roommates, I feel like we actually, talk bad about each other less than standard roommates would.
Well,
because most of our stuff is either exaggerated, ironic, or sarcastic.
Well, it, you know, it's not like, you know, we're like four college kids who met in like a class or something. And we lived together just on a whim.
We went to high school together.
Yeah, you know, we've already lived with each other in certain circumstances many times, you know. You know, like going to summer camp and we all lived in a cottage.
Yeah, right? That was like practice.
Yeah, you know. And now, you know, whenever you guys do the things that I just want to just choke you out for, you know, I just push it down. Just, you know?
Bury it underneath, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, just sit on your feelings.
It was yesterday, or no, 2 days ago, I was walking.
Yesterday, I wanted to kill you.
Yes, that was so close.
I was walking through the halls at the Canal Building.
Yeah,
right on campus.
And I was talking about how bad one of my professor's tutorials were.
Yeah,
and then no, we were walking down the hall, and then as soon as I stopped talking about it, we walked a little bit further, and then I turned left, and he was right there.
Who was right there?
The professor that I was talking about. But I'm pretty sure I was talking pretty quietly, and it was like a few seconds before I saw him after I quit talking. So I'm pretty sure he didn't hear me.
Right.
But yeah, it was really awkward. Wow. But then he continued to follow us, and he was going into the room we were going into, so we had to walk with him a little ways. And then, out of awkwardness, I just started whistling. I couldn't.
Oh, wow, that covers it up. That's subtle.
And then my friend who I was talking with, Josh, he just started making jokes with the professor, like, in a really awkward way. He's like, so, don't you hate it when you got to, like, put your key card through a couple times? Ever happened to you? Yeah, so annoying, right?
Like, see,
I know what you were saying about me.
The one trait I possess is that I don't really feel awkward.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say, I don't really feel. I'm like, whoa, okay, so.
Yeah,
sometimes I have some sociopathic tendencies.
Yeah, and I'm kind of immune to awkward. I don't really feel that kind of weirdness that a lot of people feel.
Oh, humble brag match. Yeah. All right, humble next. Brag.
It's bad because then I say a lot of things.
You had this look on your face like you were like, I don't feel that awkwardness. I'm cooler than everyone else.
I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying it like, wow, it seems like awkward, like is uncomfortable for people. I'm happy I don't have to experience it.
Yeah. You know, I don't have to go into soup lines because I'm rich.
Guys, so.
Probably because of my indifference.
This argument is making me really feel really awkward.
Yeah, see, you're ruining it for Michael.
I'm sorry. No, I don't feel it.
Yeah, okay, good for you.
Okay.
I start crying.
Yeah. Okay, so...
One interesting note is that Amanda now knows because of the eavesdropping thing, which we were talking about. Yeah. She now knows that Alfie kissed someone.
And she's on the hunt.
Yeah, she doesn't know who it is, though.
Yeah.
Because Amanda loves a good bit of gossip.
She does love gossip. And so when Henry gave her this opportunity to eavesdrop on unsuspecting people with gigantic headphones... Then she jumped on that. She just wants to just listen in on people's conversations. So the first opportunity she has...
It's the juiciest bit of gossip in the whole studio.
Juiciest bit.
The creme de la creme.
Alfie comes in and he's all jazzed, you know, because he's macking on rye. And he needs to tell Henry about it. And Henry's all like, oh, you know, because Henry knows
that,
you know, Amanda's listening.
Can I make a guess, a prediction maybe? Okay,
that's not usually what we do here.
A possible plot line? I think it's not very huge or anything. It's kind of small, but I'm thinking if Noah gets his surgery done and he can't dance for a little bit, and Amanda hasn't really been participating in any of the qualifier things or anything like that, she's not doing the duet, are they going to be bored enough where they're going to team up to try to figure out who Alfie kissed? You think they're going to have like a buddy detective, buddy cop kind of go-lucky search?
Like Noah's going to be like in his... He's going to be in like a wheelchair or something? And he's going to be like wheeling around?
No, he just can't dance. He doesn't have much else to do. So him and Amanda will go around and try to figure out.
Wait, but he's like... I'm assuming he's in some type of surgery cast or something?
See, now I'm just picturing...
No, recovery wouldn't be that.
Now I'm just picturing Riley saying, and I would have gotten away with it, too,
yeah,
if it weren't for you dancers.
So Amanda and Noah are going to form some type of mystery. Yes. Oh, you know what? Maybe they could take John's van from Lost and Found.
Yes!
You know? Mystery team.
And, you know, they get a bunch of... They need someone's dog, though. They need a Scooby-Doo character.
Mm.
Maybe
Has
West,
there been any animals
you know?
In
he's
the...
kind of, he's kind of, you know, he's kind of like a puppy dog.
Okay.
What about, what's her name? Margie? Margie?
Margie?
Well, she's, is that her name?
She's a deity, though, so yeah, but that'd be kind of hard to bring into the show.
I know, but...
That's in the next episode, when they have to find...
Yeah, they're like, oh, we'll find out who this ghost really was. Margie.
And then they just scream.
Yeah. Miss Kate!
And I what I got him, you know.
Now I really want
it's the old studio owner.
Now I really want another Halloween short. Remember they did that one Halloween short?
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness, a Halloween episode where they're like the mystery team.
Do you think we're gonna get a Halloween episode this season?
It wasn't really an episode before, it was a music video.
But they had a Halloween episode, didn't they? Wasn't there an episode? Video. No, wasn't there an episode where they were trapped in the or was that Christmas?
No, there was
there was one where they were trapped in the studio for overnight, or they weren't trapped.
They had a slumber party.
Yeah, yeah.
That wasn't a themed episode though.
Was it not a themed episode?
No, it was just a slumber party.
Okay.
They don't have themed episodes. That's how they hold it outside of time, right?
I wish there was a themed episode for Halloween.
Well, the best you can get is that music video for Halloween.
I think they should do another.
I think so too. Definitely, yeah.
The Halloween's.
I'm glad you all agree with me.
Yeah. You know,
all right, I got an update on this poll.
Okay, let's get a little update.
We got what? We have two votes.
All right,
both of them are on Noah right now.
Wow. You know, can we throw our votes in there?
If you have your own account.
Oh wait, we'll have to add. Oh, I guess not. Okay, can we just add our votes?
They're anonymous votes.
Okay, I would say I'd put my money on Amanda.
Amanda.
Wow. Okay. We're at 2-2 right now.
Okay. Well, if you don't count ours, we're the objective judges.
Are we? It's not.
I will. Well, based on the results of this poll, I will literally change my opinion. to the popular opinion.
It's a poll with two options. How objective do we have to be?
And we have to be not objective. We have to be open to both options of the equation. Who has the cutest nose of the two?
Right. We're going to have to remove our biases.
Yeah.
We're kind of like journalists at this point. We're reporting the big news.
Oh, definitely. We're already been journalists. We should get some blazers and a little one of those fedoras that have a little check in it. This is press.
Call up CNN, MSNBC. The headlines are this poll.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so cut back to it. But besides this juicy bit of gossip that Amanda's hearing, Amy and Sloan, they're cleaning the mirrors in the rehearsal room.
Mm.
And as we know, cleaning the mirrors is a symbolic sort of gesture in the Keegan verse. You know,
can you remind me of what
previously
the last time they were
Emily and Riley were tasked with cleaning the mirrors,
right.
By Miss Kate, and I think James had to fill out his list, as you recall.
Uh huh.
So part of his list for Riley part of Riley's list for James was that he had to get to know her sister Emily more. So James and Emily cleaned the mirrors together.
Oh, okay.
And they had a nice little bonding moment over that. And it was a nice little symbolic gesture. And that's how they're using it again for the symbolic moment between Amy and Sloan, because they are finally repatching their friendship after the whole
I had forgotten debacle. About that.
Also, they made that slamy Amon joke.
Yeah, we made that in the last episode. Yeah. Or earlier in the last season.
Yeah. Called that one. See? Bold predictions work out.
Bold predictions.
I don't think we predicted they were going to say that.
Work or whatever the word is. Hey, by the way, I have this interesting factoid here. Okay,
yeah.
You know how like in this day and age everything's a ship. You know, we're shipping everything. There's Jiley and Ralphie and stuff, and it's words combined together, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day, when fandom over a TV show wasn't like the hugest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know how lazy the ship names were?
How lazy were they?
Okay, get this. Okay, do you know the classic anime Pokemon?
Yeah.
In the first season. It has Ash, Misty, and Brock.
So they were like MASH.
Lots of people obviously shipped Ash and Misty.
Yeah.
You'll never guess what the ship was called.
Was it MASH?
No. Poke shipping. They didn't even have a word. They didn't even have a clever name for it because shipping was so rare at the time that they were just like, oh, poke shipping. They didn't even have a word for the specific type of ship. Isn't that crazy?
Huh.
It's crazy how fandoms evolve like that, and now it's like, because I guess over the years, Ash has been shipped with like every female companion, I'm assuming.
We've come a long ways.
Like, the show's been on for like 20 years, so.
We've come
a long ways in shipping, and predicting things about fictional relationships has only gotten better. And I, for one, am proud of it. We've gone from poke shipping to whatever.
Actual creativity.
Yeah. That's one way to put it. Oh yeah. So
the episode ends with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Piper confronts Riley.
Yeah. Piper. That's it. Piper points to that elephant and says, "There it is. Everyone notice it."
Are it's we going to feed it pounds. Some peanuts, or are we just going to ignore it?
Yeah. Metaphorically.
Can it balance a ball in its trunk?
Metaphorically. So she says, you know, it's a super dramatic moment. You know, they build up that tension. They crank that tension real high. You know, they crank it to 11, and Riley says, like, Piper starts
to well up.
Like, first James said to her that his mom said that Piper's been acting odd, you know, that she's been crying and acting very emotional. And very clearly we see it where Piper is clearly upset of what she saw. Mm-hmm. And she says, I have to reveal. She almost revealed it to Cassie, which would have been a mistake because everyone knows Cassie's a gossip.
Uh-huh.
So she saved it, and she's going to reveal it to Riley first. Well, she was going to reveal it to James, but I guess that didn't happen. She's going to tell to Riley, and
I really hope...
Boom, they dropped that.
I really hope Riley gets to tell James about it.
Yeah, I hope so too. And I think that's what will happen. Piper will be like, "You have to tell James." And James will... His heart will be broken, as Riley said.
I think he's going
to
be cool
this
about
is,
it.
To quote James, this is not good.
I think James, he's going to... What do you think? How do you think James is going to react?
I feel like he's going to be pretty cool about it. It's going to be a transition.
I think it'll be pretty okay.
I think it'll be a transition. He'll feel a bit betrayed, but I feel like he'll work it out.
Do you think, like, how soon until it's everything's kosher again? Till it's like he's challenging Elfie to a dance-off?
I think we're beyond challenging people to dance-offs.
So. You don't think there'll be a dance-off between Elfie and
What would you think?
Like, not a serious dance-off, a more playful dance-off.
What would you say?
Do not think that's in their future?
What if they actually just punched each other?
If they got aggressive and actually got really physical fighting, I would be shocked. They're much more rational
people
than
that. What if they take it this way, where James says, "Riley, I trust you, and I think our best bet is if you and Elfie do a duet." What if James says, like, "I trust you, so, I know you made a mistake, and you realize you've made a mistake.
Yeah.
I still think that you should do the duet and, like, get over this, because you have to be the studio head. You can't have this looming over the studio.
Ideally, that would be great, right?
Right.
If that happened, but that, you know, when has that ever happened in the history of fictional relationships?
Next week on the next step, that's what's going to happen.
They'll have the first time ever that someone, you know, they made a mistake and they kissed someone else, and then they, you know, then it's just like, I know you still love me and we can get through this. Maybe it has happened in TV stories, and I don't know, but I'd be surprised. It's just that's, you know, not really how storytelling goes. You know, you got to have conflict, right? There's got to be an antagonist.
Yeah.
But I think they'll get through it. I would like to see James do a list, make a list for Riley to do.
I think we're
and actually do number 7 this time.
It sounds like way too much antics, but
I feel like
we're bunch of a season.
We need antics. Remember, we had a whole bunch of goofy nonsense before, and now it's getting back to the drama.
No, when it comes to this relationship, I think we're beyond antics, and I think things are like treated a lot more mature with this relationship. With Amanda and Noah, you can have more antics.
Yeah,
but with
so you think this is a do or die moment?
I think this could.
Are you actually saying this could be the end of Jiley? You're prophesizing.
No,
this.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying
cut his mic. I don't want to hear
been
it.
Cut. Wait, we only have one mic.
I'm just mouthing words now.
No, what I'm saying is that the show, as far as this relationship goes, as far as this relationship goes, it has moved beyond those sort of storylines and that path. It's much darker, much more like something bad is going to occur.
Okay, I feel you.
So you feel like they're not going to do the go lucky kind of.
You're saying direction. That by the end, by the time we reach season 5, right?
Yeah.
We went to regionals, you know, and this whole, like, Emily's coming back. We know that. It was sort of hyped as this episode, but I don't think that's possible because I think when she was filming, it was only season 5. So I think Emily definitely doesn't come back till season 5.
You don't think so?
I'm pretty sure.
How many more?
It would be really cool if she did.
Do we know how many more episodes we get in this season?
Until Christmas? It's a 40. There's 40 episodes.
We got another
20
to go.
Remember? Okay. Yeah. So no, because this is 21. Yeah. So we got 20 more to go till we reach that season 5, which has already been filmed. So we got our work cut out for us, you know. And then we don't know. We have, you know, we're not big on the rumor mill, so we don't know when Lost and Found comes back. But that's still, my theory stands that Lost and Found, the second half of season 1 of Lost and Found, takes place even before part 1 of season 4 takes place. So
you think so?
I'm pretty sure. Because it's before Michelle gets all, you know, angry Michelle, you know? Super competitive Michelle. So that's when she's back, you know, she's still with John and stuff. All right, we just watched the promo for the next episode, and we predicted that.
She's forcing Riley to tell James.
She does it so cool, though. She's just like, "You will tell." She does it, just lays it on a real thick like that. We also noticed that.
No. You will die.
No, you will tell him. But we also noticed on the family channel there, they posted the full episode for the episode we are talking about, Kiss
on
and
YouTube.
Tell. So if you're, I think they Instagrammed about it before, but
are they going to be doing all the episodes like that?
I seriously doubt. I think it's just a season premiere thing.
Yeah, just for the premiere.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, I don't want to say that if you're in another country, you can watch it, because I don't know if it's
blocked or something.
Yeah, it could be region restricted. So I don't even know if we should even say it. That just gets people's hopes up.
Well, we can always just say it's there, and if they can't, then maybe
if you're in Canada, we know it works. Time for some listener emails.
Emails.
Luckily, we didn't get any. We didn't get much email in between now and the last episode, I don't think. But luckily, someone emailed us just last night, right after watching the episode. That is some efficient stuff.
That's great idea. After the episode, why don't you guys send us an email? That's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a great idea. Now, why didn't we think of that before?
Yeah.
Thanks for that one, Matt. You got another. I don't know where you come up with these.
Who came up with the idea?
Yeah, you did.
No. What's the email?
He didn't come up with the idea of emailing us right after the episode. He just did it.
But they
anyway.
Did it first.
It's Josh. Josh W. He's written in before. Old correspondent. All right. Hey guys, Josh here. Well, what about that for a start? For season 4.5. Drama, excitement, edge of the seat stuff. Jolly on the brink. Piper ain't happy. With good reason, too. And as for Henry, definitely something shifty about the guy. I've said it from day one. It's true, he did.
Yep.
I'm glad the Sloane-Amy conflict is over. It was getting tedious. Sloane just needs to move on now and forget about her feelings for LaTroy. Easier said than done on that one, though. Ain't that the truth? I hate to say it, but Riley is running out of time as studio head. He really comes down on Riley.
Yeah, he does.
Riley is running out of time as studio head. Her decision making has gone to pot. That's
gone
English
to
pot. Gone to pot.
I heard it before.
English term? Okay. Yeah. From her choice of trio in the first qualifier, failing to decipher Noah's injury until it was too late, through to kissing one of her dancers while still in a relationship. The poor girl just hasn't got it cut out, in my opinion. I'll probably change my mind when Emily comes in to save her bacon, though. Save her bacon, that's a Canadian term.
Mm.
Is it?
I feel like we care more about bacon.
We do have some female bacon in the fridge.
Yeah, I was planning we make some little bacon pancakes after this.
Yeah.
We need butter.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew that was you were going to draw the line there.
We don't have any butter or any cooking oils to speak of.
Back to the email. Let's pause this. Back to the email.
Sidebar this discussion.
Yeah, sidebar what we're going to have for breakfast after this. I can see Emily coming in not knowing about Ralphie, snooping in on the handsome prince in a shocker of a plot twist. Knowing Emily's track record with the boys, it isn't beyond the realms of possibility. Bold prediction there for you lads. Alfie is coming across as very arrogant, and in the typical prince fashion, seems to think that his status can get him what he wants. Riley. He wrote the coffin.
Okay.
He fails to see what effect his actions are having not only on Piper and Riley, but potentially the studio itself. Sorry for the long email. Closing line, if only Riley had taken the money and gone shut of Alfie when the chance presented itself in episode 8. Keep podcasting, lads. Josh. Sent from iPad. Oh, wait. No, that's not part of the email. Okay. I agree with almost everything. I don't like to come down on Riley that hard. I think, you know, anyone's more qualified than Miss Kate, you know, so...
But I think that the Riley-Emily pair being studio heads would be a pretty cool dynamic.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, you know. I literally can't wait for Emily to come back. I wish she... I've said it 100 times again, and 100 times I will, you know. It's, you know...
Do you want me to freeze you?
Or freeze me until the time when season 5 comes
out? Me and Matt can run the show in the meantime.
Yep.
Okay. Maybe counterproductive, though. I may get a little lost on the whole plot.
Oh, yeah. You can just skip all the episodes until Emily comes.
Okay. Okay. I totally think that'll work out. All right. So...
thanks for the email, Josh. Not you. Not you.
Our roommate Josh just looked around the corner as Matt said.
Not the same Josh from 2 seasons of Talking Stuff ago.
It's
a different Josh.
It's the same Josh.
We still live with a different Josh. Okay. That's
email?
It for listener email.
Woo!
All right. Okay. So, I have high hopes, as per usual, for the rest of the season. It's starting off dark. You know, it's like this new season of The Flash. You know, it starts off a little dark.
Starts off dark, yeah.
You know what it is? Maybe someone went back in time and they changed something about Jilly. You know, well, how do we even know?
We don't.
You know, Michael, you say commonly you'll draw the line when a show brings in time travel. Do you feel the same way about the next step?
If the next step
brought in time travel and it's not in a very responsible way, will you be upset?
Only if they mess up Kate leaving.
Yeah.
As long as that stays constant. I think that's a constant.
Right.
It's gotta be a constant.
That's my constant.
Okay, say this, okay.
Kate is my constant. Hashtag Kate is my constant.
Okay, Skylar and Piper go back in time. Okay. No, not to. Okay. Yeah. Here's a plot point. Skylar and Rochelle go back in time to stop Emily from being dethroned. What if that was the plot for season 6?
What would happen?
Oh, it changes the timeline so that Riley never became studio head.
So it's a
Riley
reboot?
Never got the power.
So it's a reboot.
What?
It's like a reboot season?
Well, no. There's part of the season is them trying to stop. Then they reenact events from season 1, and it's Skylar and Rochelle trying to stop it from happening. They're trying to change events.
Okay, we'll start on the script.
Yeah. Okay.
That sounds really complicated.
I'm just throwing this idea out of nowhere. You said time travel, and I went with it. Well, I said time travel, but I'm just saying.
Give me a first treatment.
Okay.
I'll read it over, and we'll go.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's a movie idea.
Maybe. It could be a one-off.
Either. Well, we started this saying, like, would you draw the line, though? What if it was irresponsibly done?
Well, yeah. I hate irresponsibly done time travel. It doesn't make sense.
Okay.
It's plot holes.
Would you draw the line? You're like, no, I'm not watching it. What if there was time travel this whole time?
What
if Margie was a time traveler? We don't know the answers. It's like Stranger Things.
Yeah. I mean, well, do you think... instead of intergalactics, we should start pushing a new direction for this new season.
What, like time travel or like going to a different dimension?
Yeah, hashtag...
interdimensional?
Interdimension... Interhistorical.
Interhistorical? They're going to go from dancing competitions throughout history?
If it's
yes.
different dimensions,
yeah.
Maybe their troop faces off another dimension of the next step. Where Kate is the studio head.
Oh,
and it's Kate's dimension versus Riley's dimension.
Alternate timeline next step comes in.
Yes.
You know. So that has to be season 7 after someone's gone back in time and altered the timeline.
Yeah.
We're getting bogged down in this. All right. let's just wrap it up. All right. That is the talking step for this week. We're probably gonna wait another week and then do another episode. You know, maybe do two at a time. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. How much happens.
You know, realistically, guys, you know, this is our senior year, so trying to do a weekly episode might be nearly impossible.
Yep.
But we're gonna take a swing. We're probably gonna try to do a two episodes at a time. And yeah.
Should be fun.
Yeah, and you know. We're hoping, you know, next step comes, next step back. Hopefully Lost Fam comes back soon too. Maybe double up, you know?
I think people are still going to be looking for our thoughts on the Lost and Found.
Yeah.
We still haven't given those. I haven't.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you want to do like a speed round then?
Right now?
Favorite character, song, couple.
Oh dear.
Performance.
I am not prepared for this.
No,
okay, character then. Just give us character.
My favorite character is Levi.
You can't steal my favorite character. My favorite character is Rachel. You can't steal that from me.
Leia.
Okay, so now you just...
What's his name in the show?
So wait. You're claiming your favorite character is both Rachel and Leia, so I can't have you.
No, I'm just saying, my favorite character is Rachel.
Okay, I like Rachel then.
Yeah, my favorite character is the what is Levi Randall play again? Who's he play? Is it John?
Your favorite character is Theo?
Yeah, Theo, played by Levi Randall. I'll tell you why.
All right.
Because he just released a song called The Other Side under his new artist name, Baekay, and I really, really enjoy that song. And I happen to know, like, a person that is a friend with Levi Randall in real life.
Oh, look at Mr. Connection.
I got a mutual friend.
A mutual friend?
I got a mutual friend. And so maybe someday I'll be able to meet Levi Randall.
Oh, really?
And
so what's your Facebook name?
What's my name?
Yeah, what's your Facebook name?
Wait, why?
I just want to know.
It's Michael.
You have me on Facebook.
I don't think I do.
I don't have Facebook at all.
Oh, brag about it, Mike. All right, so tune in this fall for more Talking Step. And for the Talking Step this week, I'm John.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Michael.
Put some pep in your step and put some step in your pep.
I'm pretty
everybody.
Sure.
Is that supposed to, like, get me pumped up?
Yeah, you put some pep in their old step.
What is a pep?
Keep on pepping.
You keep trying to find a rhyme.
Step, yeah!
I think we've exhausted them all.
Hey, John.
Yeah?
Are you finished editing the episode yet?
Almost, man. I'm just, you know, crossing those I's, dotting those T's, you know.
Well, I got some a little bit of bonus content here. What do you think?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
All right,
so
what do we got?
We can add it to the end. I think first we should reveal the results of the poll.
Oh, right, the big results. There's a lot of stakes on this. I said I would base my opinion. I would change my opinion on what the results of the poll were.
Well, John, I don't think
that's... I'm ready. No, I'm ready. I'm open to all suggestions. You know, it's called being bipartisan.
I think you should be true to yourself and don't be, like, influenced by results of polls.
You know.
I mean...
I feel like this is easier to just listen to other people, you know, and then just, like, base my opinion on what the majority say. All right?
Okay.
So here we go. Lay it on me, Michael.
All right. For who has the cuter nose?
24-hour poll.
24-hour poll just finished. These are the final results.
All right.
We got a whopping 10 votes.
Okay, here we go. You know, that's not bad.
We got 50%.
You gotta be kidding me.
For no and 50% for man. It's a dead split down the middle. their nose cuteness levels are exactly equal.
Okay, well... There you go, you know. I said I'd base my opinion on it, and I guess, you know, 50%. Either way, both of their nose are equally cute.
Yeah.
All right. And
then there's another thing.
Oh, we got some more?
Yeah. Matt, what did we... We got something over the last couple hours that is going to be really important. So, Matt, what do we got here?
We got an exclusive new track that we're going to premiere on our show today.
Premiere? Like an exclusive, like a Talking Step track? Like, you know, like one of Michael's originals?
No, I'm talking OG content from the Next Step.
No way.
No way.
Yeah. From the actual show. The first time anyone's going to hear it in the outside world.
World premiere.
All right, Matt, pass me the record. I'm going to stick it on the
old
turntable here. Coming at you live exclusive on the talking step. We got a song from the next step, season 4. I think it's in the, from this season still. Yeah. It's coming up later this season.
This
it's
is the called, world premiere.
It's called Rivalry, featuring Joel Anderson and Jude from The Lost and Found, DeShawn Clark.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it does a little rapping in it. So, I mean, enjoy, everyone. Thanks for listening to The Talking Step this week.
All right. If you want a rivalry, check yourself before you start a war. If you want a rivalry, be careful what you wish for. If you want a rivalry, lay your weapons down on the floor. If you want a rivalry, bring it on, bring it on. To the fold, love competition, so I need more. Got that bright light, got that right hype, so we gon' get it right, right now. When I see a rival, never back it down, cause I get my power from the way around. When you see me, yeah, you know I'm holding down. Give me a dap, so I ain't talking about a pound. Too late, cause there's no holding back.